Alone by Cora Cathonia. Read by
Aether,
God of Laundry Baskets,
Pezax,
Little Red Robin Hood,
and Cece Rambles.
Tribbles were not meant to be alone. Tribble knew this, like they knew that they could walk, climb, and consume any organic matter that could fit in their little and well-hidden mouth. Tribble knew this, so when Tribble was lifted from their colony and placed in a bag, Tribble immediately began to search for food.
Ah, a few strands of hair, an excellent snack. And the bag was composed of some kind of plant fiber fraying in the seams, which would do quite nicely. And best yet, some crumbs from some protein-rich seeds.
Sustenance acquired, Tribble put their mind to reproduction. It was not too much of a task, but it was an important one. After all, Tribbles were not meant to be alone.
Then Tribble returned to the hunt for food. Food would help the future Tribbles. And then Tribble would not be alone.
Hands reached out, and Tribble immediately stilled. An opportunity. Tribble was lifted once more and held up to the light. While the owner of the hands admired their deep brown fur, Tribble munched on the dead skin on the hands. Good food to help future Tribbles grow.
Tribble cooed, and the hands brought them away from the light and towards the being. It babbled at them and then wondrously offered them a piece of some flattened and aerated grain. Tribble ate as quickly as they could and trilled happily. The being gave them more flattening and aerated grain and held them close to its body, stroking its hand through Tribble's fur as it settled and began to make odd whistling purrs of its own.
Tribble concluded their feast with a few further snacks of dead skin and loose hairs before considering. Yes, that had been plenty of food. The new Tribbles would be healthy. Tribble expelled their litter and let the new Tribbles consume their birthing matter, enough food for each to grow their own litters.
Tribble trilled. After all, Tribbles were not meant to be alone. And now, Tribble was not.
Yeah.
The end.